main explanations for why people become terrorists or why terrorism will take root in one place versus another. And the dichotomy that's set up is often between opportunity versus grievance. Opportunity refers to the condition in which terrorists might take advantage of a situation to aggrandize themselves, to achieve their political aims, to promote their cause, to infect the region and generate more terrorists, versus grievance refers to, political frustration or annoyance, which might induce somebody to become a terrorist. In general, I think that failed states are so closely correlated with terrorism primarily because it creates opportunity rather than grievance, although the two are not completely distinct, of course. A good example is in Libya, which, you know, since removing Gaddafi, has been a failed state. And so there's a power vacuum there, and thus it's no surprise that Islamic State would try to metastasize into that area. You know, it's interesting because under the Bush administration, the received lesson was that foreign occupations breed terrorism. And so Obama really campaigned on reducing, on alleviating these foreign occupations in Iraq and then in Afghanistan. However, the lesson under his watch is that, yes, it might be true that foreign occupations breed terrorism, but so too do the opposite structural condition. That is, when a military leaves or when a government is toppled, creating a power vacuum. And so much of the terrorism that we're seeing today is taking place in these kinds of power vacuums, which frankly, unbelievably, have only gotten worse already in 2015. In 2015, we've seen power vacuums become even worse in a number of terrorist hotspots, including Nigeria, Yemen, Syria, and Libya. And so I'm afraid that we're going to see even more international terrorism now that the terrorists have this unprecedented opportunity, given the anarchical nature of these countries with their weak governments.